certain way. Mm. I have to treat my children a certain way.
Interesting.
My as the leader of the home, my wife is obliged to conduct herself a certain way.
Okay.
That sounds a little simplistic for a lot of people who want to study religion and philosophies.
Yeah.
But for me, that gave me part of the foundation to study the Quran, to study the actual philosophies in there and the stories in there.
That's interesting. And so it fit your fitrah, your innate disposition, the oneness of God, and also the structure is set up for the family unit, which is very important because there's a whole attack on the family unit today.
I come from a strong family background, and one of the things that makes me sad about life in the West is how we treat our family. We put our children in daycare centers when we don't. We put our elderly people in the old folks' home.
It's very sad, very sad.
And when they talk about the economy in the States and they talk about how bad it is, they say, oh, it's terrible. Some houses and some homes, three generations have to live there. In Islam, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Your grandparents, your children, and you live there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that had attracted me to Islam is the beauty of the family and how we act towards each other.
Mm.
How a Muslim acts towards a non-Muslim, how a Muslim acts towards another. A lot of it is behavior. And I think that
it's very important because the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I came only to perfect good character.
Yes.
And this is because a lot of people come and say, why do I need religion to be a good person?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at society today, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, a day will come, the slave will give birth to its master.
Yeah.
So we look at children today and how they are disobedient to their parents. Yeah, this is a no-go area because Allah says in the Quran, after I tell you to worship me, don't even say uff to your parents. And then we have a look at, for example, the care homes. I mean, look at your mom and dad bringing you to this age and you cannot be asked to deal with them and you put them in a care home. And there's many elements to it as well. You know, the whole structure, the hierarchy of, you know, the family unit, you know, etc. You know, these things are in place and it's natural. These are natural things. And we allude to with unnatural things. And this is the chaos we have today with all kind of matters that I can't even really go into. So you found that for yourself. Anything else you found beautiful in Islam? Maybe your connection with Allah, with God Almighty?
Yeah, absolutely. The connection with God is that Islam means submission to God.
Yeah.
And I want to submit to God. I want to be, as I submit to God, it helps me be the best person that I can be. If I follow Allah and I take his teachings to heart, then it helps me be a better person towards you. And I'm a strong person.
Yeah.
If I do the right thing, it helps the world. It helps bring peace.
Did you not find that in Christianity? What was in Christianity that you thought, you know what? This is not answering my question.
The Trinity.
And this is a common thing you see with every revert Christianity. My friend here, Dawood, he's been a Christian. He was a Christian before. He's a Muslim for 15 years. What was it that with the Trinity that it was like, okay, this is not adding up?
Well, how could Jesus be God and God be Jesus? How could Jesus be in the Garden of Gethsemane
and bow down
to God?
Yeah.
And how could Jesus be on the cross and say, Lord, you have forsaken me?
Yeah.
I don't have a disagreement with Christians. I don't have a disagreement with how they conduct themselves and what they believe in the Ten Commandments and that you should be kind to each other.
Yeah.
But the philosophy and the structure of that is something that I don't agree with. I do my best to be a smart, intellectual person, but the thing that draws me to Islam is the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. You love God, you follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, and you treat each other well.
Yeah.
You don't sin.
Exactly.
You mentioned that people say, how can you be a good person, or why do you need religion to be a good person?
Yeah.
But a beautiful house needs to have a frame.
Yeah.
And to me, religion and Islam is that frame.
Spot on. Amazing. Patrick, what advice would you give to people watching? Maybe they're on the very close to accepting Islam. You know, maybe a Christian. Well, what advice would you give them?
Listen and study. Listen to people who know what they're talking about.
Mm.
And be open-minded.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. And yeah, thank you, Patrick. Any other last words?
No last words.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And we would like to see you more in the park, hopefully.
You'll see me more here.
Yeah, that's good. You're a friendly.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'll take the mic. Thank you very much, Patrick. Thank you, guys. So yes, we heard Patrick and his story. Very interesting, and all people of all walks of life. You know, he was chilling with people who are veterans, you know, who hated Islam. Maybe they were misinformed. And for him to come to Islam, it's a beautiful story. And we wanted to share this with you at Salam Corner. Carry on supporting our works, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok